My guest at this time is Victoria Tunsing. She's a former Deputy Assistant Attorney General and a former Assistant U.S. Attorney. She is now a partner in the Washington law firm of DeGeneva Tunsing. She's been our guest many times in recent months discussing the latest developments in the FBI's investigation of Hillary Clinton's use of her private server and the emails which contained classified information. We want to get her analysis today as President Obama has addressed this investigation in his interview Sunday on Fox News Sunday. And Victoria, thanks very much for being with us.
Good to be with you again, Greg.
Let's start with the president's comments. Here's Chris Wallace asking the president the question and the president's response to whether or not Hillary Clinton compromised national security.
Last October, you said that Hillary Clinton's private email server did not jeopardize national secret. Can you still say flatly that she did not jeopardize America's secret?
Here's what I know. Hillary Clinton was an outstanding Secretary of State. She would never intentionally put America in any kind of jeopardy. And what I also know, because I handle a lot of classified information, is that there's classified and then there's classified. There's stuff that is really top secret, and there's stuff that is being presented to the president or the Secretary of State that you might not want on the transom or going out over the wire, but is basically stuff that you could get in open source.
Let's look at this one piece at a time, Victoria. First of all, he says if Hillary Clinton did compromise national security, it was unintentional. How much does that matter in terms of the legal probe here?
Well, Greg, you recall after Citizens United, the Supreme Court case, was handed down, the president went before the Supreme Court in the State of the Union audience and criticized them and said, will no one rid me of this meddlesome priest? And he wanted to get rid of what he called the benefactors of that opinion. And so the IRS heard that message, and they started a war against conservative groups, not letting them get their tax-exempt status. That was a message to the FBI and the Department of Justice, never intentionally. Doesn't this former constitutional law professor know the law? Let me explain the two statutes that are relevant here. 18 U.S.C. 1924, and I want everybody listening to Google it, and you will see that the only conduct one has to intend in that statute is to take classified information and put it in a, quote, unauthorized location, quote. So those are the exact words of the statute. So if she intended by her personal server, she had to intend to have classified information in an unauthorized location. And the statute doesn't say diddly squat about whether the information had to be marked classified, because it's classified from its birth. And she was getting information from places like the CIA. The CIA gets to decide whether it's classified, not the State Department. Now, the other statute is 18 U.S.C. 793F, and in that statute, it talks about grossly negligently handling classified information. That's a felony. There's no intent in that. It just has to be grossly negligent.
Victoria, what about Obama suggesting that not all classified information is created equal? He's basically saying, well, yeah, some stuff is classified, but if it gets out, it's not going to be all that damaging. But other stuff, obviously, we have to seriously protect.
I'm going to have my top secret clearances renewed tomorrow, so I'll have to ask my classifier if he agrees with that statement by the president. But if we really look at that, Greg, what he's saying is, okay, there's different levels of classification. That is true. There's confidential, there's secret, there's top secret, and then there's a category way above that is just, you know, particularly you have to be read into it in order to get it. And even if you have the top clearances, you have a need to know. Now, Hillary Clinton's emails have been deemed in that very top category. So this was not stuff that was just out in public information from public sources. This was not the lowest level. She had the top level of information on her server. In fact, it's so top level that guess what? They won't release it. If it's not big deal information, how come it's not being released? They won't even put out the document redacted with any identifying information on it. It has been completely withheld. And let me just voice some more criticism of the press, because I cannot believe how, I think, purposely ignorant they are. On George Stephanopoulos yesterday, Tony Podesta said, well, we now found out that Colin Powell did it, Condi Rice did it. No, neither one of them had a private server for all of their government business. Did maybe a handful of times something that was deemed some kind of classification get messed up in, you know, in an email? Yeah, but they didn't purposely have every single bit of government business in a personal server. Now, George Stephanopoulos, who donated to the Clinton Foundation and then interviewed the author of the book about it without revealing that fact, did another jiu-jitsu yesterday on his show.
Victoria, the president also talked about another aspect of this, as you and I have done over a number of interviews here. We've talked about the legal aspect and the political aspect, and one of the things you've been concerned about is whether or not the politics would allow there to ever be charges brought forward by the Justice Department. Here's what the president had to say about the politics of this.
I do not talk to the Attorney General about pending investigations. I do not talk to FBI directors about pending investigations. We have a strict line and always have maintained it, previous presidents.
Just to button this up.
I guarantee that there is no political influence in any investigation conducted by the Justice Department or the FBI, not just in this case, but in any case.
And she will be
full stop, period. Nobody gets treated differently when it comes to the Justice Department because nobody is above the law.
Even if she ends up as the Democratic nominee.
How many times do I have to say it, Chris? Guaranteed.
What do you make of that, Victoria?
Well, he doesn't have to. He sends his messages just like he did at the State of the Union and on interviews. Let's go back to Lois Lerner. There's not a doubt. Do you doubt for one second that she broke the law in what she did to conservative organizations by holding them up? And who at the Justice Department investigated Lois Lerner? Someone who had contributed $8,000 to the Obama campaign. I don't know. Seems like that causes me a problem. That doesn't sound like a neutral investigation to me. How could they have even gotten by with it? Can you imagine a Republican president? Can you imagine George Bush having someone who had donated thousands of dollars to his campaign, putting them on an investigation of somebody in his administration? The press would have gone crazy.
Victoria, very quickly, where do you think this stands time-wise? We know that there's been immunity given to the person who largely set up the server. That suggests, I know you've suggested that that means a grand jury could be impaneled at this point. So how soon do you think we might get some answers here?
Well, it certainly means there's a criminal investigation, and there again, Hillary Clinton's allowed to keep saying, it's just classification review or something really silly like that, that all these journalists, again, let her get by with. But James Comey, the head of the FBI, said the other day that he's not looking at a time frame, and so I guess that should worry you if you're Hillary Clinton.
Victoria, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time, as always.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Victoria Tunsing is a former Deputy Assistant Attorney General. She's also a former Assistant U.S. Attorney. She is now a partner in the Washington law firm of DeGeneva Tunsing. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.